Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the issue of treating yourself like you're the CEO of a big real estate business, of a big business period, because that mentality can influence for the better the way you approach real estate investing, the success you enjoy, the success you maintain, and the success that you extend throughout different markets. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lewis.
So let's, as we customarily do, let's dive right into this with regard to what it means to be your own CEO.
You know, this came to mind very recently when I was listening to a podcast, and the podcast had posed the question and had entered into a discussion on whether or not you are the CEO of your family. And it was drawing the parallel about how CEOs, you know, they have a lot of responsibilities in the professional world, and they focus on all of those responsibilities very intensely, whether it's managing the financials or managing relationships or managing and developing people or developing new ideas or simply just staying engaged and, you know, performing at the utmost levels of performance. And they were drawing those parallels to say that, hey, we work so hard, whether or not you're a CEO, but we work so hard in our professional lives and put so much energy and focus into our professional lives and our careers and our businesses, do we take that same intensity and focus and energy home in our family lives? And do we approach our loved ones and our homes and our home life and all the endeavors outside of work, do we approach those with the same levels of energy intensity as we do those things that we are focused on at work? And it made me think not only about the intent of the discussion, you know, am I a CEO of my own family, but as a small business owner and a real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas, I couldn't help think, boy, even on top of that, as a real estate investor and as a small business owner, do I treat my daily work as if I'm the CEO of my business, my real estate investing business? And it was particularly relevant for me. I had spent the last 30 days of my business doing a lot of things that were, I considered, more of working on my business versus working in my business. And what I mean by that is I spent the last 30 days or so doing things that were contributing more to the long-term health of my real estate investing business versus producing short-term or day-to-day results. And, you know, over the past 30 days, as I was doing these activities and really diving deep into my business, it at times felt uncomfortable because I wasn't necessarily engaged in activities that were ringing the cash register every day, so to speak, or generating immediate returns, which, you know, in our business as real estate investors, that typically is, relates to buying and selling and leasing of houses. Activities were not at all directly related to that. I was working on other things that were contributing more towards the long-term health of my business. And as I became uncomfortable with, hey, I don't know if these activities are productive, they're not necessarily ringing the cash register today or producing results or income or profits at the moment, I ultimately had to come to the realization that, well, there's times in any business, including the business of a real estate investor, where you do have to step back and act like a CEO and look at your business and look behind you and look ahead of you and spend time investing and working on the business so that it will sustain and grow and so that you can understand it and it'll continue to flourish. Or if it's not flourishing now, it may start to flourish as a result of you putting on that CEO hat and acting at like a CEO and looking at your business like a CAO would, and taking the type of action, the long-term action, the big changes, the big innovation that a CEO would undergo in a large business. And it really hit home with me that, hey, not only do I need to be the CEO of my family, as this podcast was discussing, but as a small business owner, regardless of how small your business may be or what type of business it may be, you are the CEO of your business and you need to act like one. And perhaps that's what I had spent the last 30 days doing. And ultimately, I felt much more better about the time and effort I'd put into the last 30 days and the things I had done in order to improve the overall health of my business. And so my point is, for you as part-time real estate investors, it's very easy to get heads down and in your course of your busy days where you're working a full-time job and perhaps investing in real estate and building a real estate investing business on the side, it's very difficult to stop and look up and really look at what you're doing and really look at your business and understand what's working and understand what's not working and make the changes or the innovations or the improvements in order to set the course correctly for your business. And those are all things that a CEO does and that we need to do as small business owners and as individual real estate investors. So, you know, for me, when I stepped back from my business, as I mentioned, you know, I mentioned I was working on my business versus working in my business. And what I mean by that is I was working on my business the last 30 days by working on securing more capital, you know, which will ultimately fuel the future growth of my business, securing new credit lines. I was also working on refinancing existing properties, you know, to optimize some of the leveraging and the loans that I had on those properties, and also to secure new capital for future long-term growth. And also under the theme of working on my business, I was evaluating current leases on my single-family rentals, and I was executing rent increases on some of them where needed. All of these things, you know, securing new capital, refinancing existing assets, executing and analyzing rental increase opportunities, these are all things that will enable me to continue to sustain my business and sustain growth, but they're also things that don't necessarily contribute to this week's profits or this week's revenues, but they're going to enable us to continue to generate revenues and profits down the road, much like a CEO would look at and much like the things a CEO would do in a big business. And for you as a part-time real estate investor, you know, it may mean you take time and you stop down and you hire a virtual assistant maybe. Or under the theme of working on your business, maybe you're going to change some marketing strategies that you're doing to generate more leads, to buy more houses. Or maybe you're going to look at different exit strategies. Maybe you've only been rehabbing and maybe it's time to start looking at holding properties for rentals. And you'll evaluate those strategies. Those are all examples of things you might do as a part-time real estate investor to work on your business versus in your business and put that CEO hat on for a day, a week, or a month to ensure the ultimate success of your business. Keep in mind, the CEO answers for the state of the business, and they drive the innovations and the improvements, and they're accountable for those. And we as individual investors, private investors, small business owners, we need to do the same. We need to be accountable to ourselves to drive innovation improvements in our own business. You also have to have a future focus when you're a CEO. And we as small business owners, part-time investors, we've got to maintain a future focus for our own individual real estate investing businesses. And it's a future focus living in the moment. And once again, this is not always that easy. You know, in the heat of the day or in the heat of the week, we're working and we're moving quickly. We're balancing multiple priorities. And it's hard not to live in the moment. The bills are coming in. We've got to generate revenues and profits in order to pay those bills, et cetera. And those are very real concerns that cause you to maintain a mentality of living in the moment versus stepping back and focusing on the future. And for me, the things I do as the CEO of my real estate investing business that have a future focus are, first and foremost, advertising. It's the largest single expenditure in my business, and I'm constantly evaluating our advertising strategies and are we doing the right things to generate the right leads to ultimately convert to the right home purchases. And I'm always looking at new sources of capital to keep our business alive and funded. And probably one of the more obvious is I'm always aggressively acquiring more rental properties. These are definitely part of my future focus, not only for the health of my business, because they generate constant cash flow, but even for my personal life and my long-term retirement. That's a very future focus when it comes to building a rental portfolio. Now, for you, you might be looking at your future, and maybe it is to quit your job ultimately and grow your business to the point where you no longer need that full-time career you're in. Or maybe you're simply looking out into the future just to retire sooner. Whatever it is, you know, there's opportunities to focus on the future, and that's where the real value of your real estate investing business is going to come in. And then also, you've got to step back every once in a while as a part-time real estate investor and as a CEO of your real estate investing business. You've got to step back. You've got to assess where you are with respect to your goals. That's a big one for me. I step back once a month and spend several hours evaluating where our business is, where we were 30 days ago, and where we need to go in the next 30 days in order to ultimately reach our year-end goals. You've also got to step back and look at the competition. You know, who are the investors out there that are beating you out of the best buys? And what are they doing differently? And why are they buying more houses or buying the houses that you wanted to buy? And understanding what they're doing and what you can learn from them and what you can do differently. Very common way of spending time for a major corporate CEO, and it should be a very common concern for you as a small business owner or a part-time real estate investor in terms of keeping abreast of your competition and understanding what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and what type of results they're getting. For you too, as a small business owner and a part-time real estate investor, you're probably, if you're a relatively new investor, going to be real concerned about, hey, is this going as planned? When I started real estate investing, I'm sure you had certain goals and objectives and focuses. You're probably going to step back and evaluate or need to evaluate whether or not you're getting the results you originally thought you would get. Are you getting the results that you were told you were going to get when you went to that weekend seminar or when you bought that course or when you met with your mentor? You know, you've set some expectations, some goals. You've got to step back and ensure that you're on track to achieve those. You also probably want to look at, do you have the time available that you thought you would have in order to effectively run your business? Are you generating the earnings you thought you would? And finally, you got to step back and see if you're really enjoying what you're doing. Is this as fun as you thought it would be? Is it all cracked up to be what you thought it would be? A CEO does all of this. They step back, they look forward, they look backward, and they make the difficult decisions to address the past, the present, and the future. So I encourage you, put on your CEO hat as you look at your real estate investing business. And among your many roles, remember, you are the CEO of your business. It's up to you to do your job, because chances are no one else is going to do it for you.
All very good points and relevant points about the multifaceted role that a CEO plays both in a small business and in a big business. And this is, of course, extremely relevant to the world of real estate investing because it gives you the perspective necessary to invest successfully and well over a consistent period of time. Kevin, as always, a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Lewis.